A senior lecturer at the Department of Economics at the University of Cape Coast, Dr. Eric Osai Sibe, says President Mahama's use of evidence-based presentation at the State of the Nation address was a novelty, but it could have been done sparingly to achieve the intended result. He said though the content of the presentation was good, there were certain details lacking. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, Dr. Sibe said he expected the president to touch more on macroeconomic issues and measures being put in place to boost the manufacturing and agriculture sector, adding that the president failed to give details on debt management.
Looking at the presentation, I have expressed certain misgivings about it. I think that generally the president did well in terms of on this particular occasion, I think certain things went a little bit overboard, particularly one with the time. I mean, it was too long. Having people seated for more than 3 hours was too long. You cannot just allow, you know, time on ending when, I mean, obviously for such presentation, after 2 hours, people are already tired. And so for them to sit through a presentation to about 3-4 hours, I think was too long. And going forward, I think the parliament should do something about that.
That was senior lecturer at the Department of Economics at the University of Cape Coast, Dr. Eric Osei Asibe. Head of the Finance Department at the University of Ghana, Dr. Godfred Bokmin, said he was not impressed with the scope of the president's presentation. He said more should have been said on unemployment and how government will absorb trained nurses and teachers who have not been given their posting. On the energy sector, Dr. Bokmin said it is great the challenges have been solved, but something must be done about the costs.
So I'm saying that it's great to have the power sector improved significantly, but let's also face it, power or energy is not only about its availability, it's also about cost. Cost is very important. Yes, whenever businesses are considering, do they have power, how much is it going to cost us? They don't only look at the availability, they also look at the cost. So much as is now available, I think the cost is also now very high, which is also impacting negatively on businesses.
Is that understandable?
So businesses are, they don't know whether they should laugh or they should really, you know, because now power is available, but they are complaining about, you know, its affordability. So there should be a way, is this increment actually going to make the power sector much more efficient so that in the end, the price or the tariffs begin to go come down? Because now there are two things for me. Now, crude oil prices, world crude oil prices is at its lowest today. Mm-hmm. And many of the energy mix today is actually skewed towards thermal. And therefore means that we are using more of crude oil and gas. And also we have gas trouble coming on. Trouble, we were told that once trouble come on board, energy cost is going to be lower, much lower. Okay? So we have gas and we have the lowest crude oil prices today. Yet, energy cost today is very high. What happens if tomorrow the crude oil prices begin to rise? Then automatic adjustment formula begins to work.
For his part, the technical advisor at the Minister of Finance, Dr. John Baffo, said solving the energy crisis that engulfed the nation for years was in the right direction. He said there is a need to diversify the system to boost the economy.
The real solution to managing your debt is to grow your economy. And especially if you had these monies invested for productive purposes. But all is not bad along those lines, because if you look at the indicators of debt sustainability, if you talk about the present value of debt to GDP ratio, present value of debt to export ratio, present value of debt to revenue ratio, we may not be doing that badly. In fact, actually, we are below the policy dependency thresholds. But there's something worrying there. If you look at debt servicing to revenue ratio, we are way above the policy dependency ratio. As a country, we are spending more than a third of our revenue just to service debt. That in itself has implication of crowding out priority spending. But that is a challenge today.
And so far, have we really tackled that environment for the power sector?
I've just given an example on the energy crisis that we went through. If you're able to solve that, that's a big plus. Mm. That's a big plant. Look at the transportation. All these cocoa roads that are being built, all these railroads that are being built, they are going to those economic activity areas, isn't it?
Good.
What about diversifying the economy?
The president mentioned that it used to be that the ratio of agriculture, the contribution of agriculture to GDP was about 50%. But now, it's about 21%. The whole structure of the system is changing. The whole structure of the economy is changing. But if you look at our exports, exports still remain the same. We are still dependent on those cocoa, primary commodities, right? Traditional crops or traditional commodities. You need to diversify the system.